Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Fight Club gamers. What's up, baby? It's another radio episode. Look, it's time to talk about it. We had a champion. Let's get it out there. We had a champion out there. We're going to call him Salty, a.k.a. Billy the Kid. You know, he comes out here and he puts it down, put his foot on a couple people's throats out there. He took all the money and ran off. But the main person that he beat down was your boy Go For It. Yeah, he put him down like it was nothing. Apparently he's Go For It's kryptonite. Go For It can't do nothing with him. So congratulations, Salty, on those 49ers, you know, that nice team over there. We like that. But it's time to really talk about what's about to happen now, because we got some new blood in here. So we're going to do some pre-rankings. We're going to talk about who's really in here now. You know, some new people in here to talk some trash. And, well, to be honest with you, it's been said that the 49ers may not even make it to the playoffs at this point with some of the new people that have come in, with some of the new schemes that have come out. That's what the streets saying. That's what some of the streets are saying, the 49ers not going to make it. But anyway, let's get to it, fellas. You know who I am, your boy. The Ghost is out. You know, he's doing some vacation stuff. He's still trying to put some cream. You know, he met up with a couple girls, and he's trying to get some cream down on that stuff. So, you know, without going into too many details, you know, he's still trying to work that thing out. But that being said, I'm your boy, Balboa, and we're going to talk about it. Let's get into it with who we got. So, man, this is going to be good. So we got new people. We got the Titans coming in, right? The Titans are old boy shut down. Fight Club royalty, you know. He comes out here. He's actually pretty nice when he want to be. But, you know, he's always been my son. But, you know, your boy shut down. He's going to come in. He's going to give everybody a nice challenge out here. You got your boy, somebody you guys not too familiar with. Again, he took a little vacation off. See, you know, over there on those Pats, but I think he's going to give another look to what we're looking for on the Madden skill sticks. Now, let's talk about some pre-rankings, because that's what everybody's wondering about. What are the pre-rankings? Who's going to be nice this year? Who's going to come out the blocks, running up the seam? Who got a new scheme? Who's going to stop the 49ers? Who can stop the Chargers? There's a couple of people that's actually going to do that. You know, we can go down the line and talk about it. But I don't think you guys realize that some of the talent that's in here is definitely going to amaze you guys. All right. So to me, I think there's going to be a new champ. I hear the talk. I hear the looks. You know, I personally don't think that 49ers, you know, he may make it to a wild card this time, but I think he'll be kind of a one and done situation this time. We may have the Chargers to the championship this time. I like the Redskins may go deep this time. I like the Raiders. The Raiders may come out the blocks this time, you know, depending on if he get out of his own way. The Seahawks. Definitely looking out for the Seahawks this year. You know, a couple more people, the Bulldogs, you know, he's apparently got a new scheme that I'm not too certain if that means anything to anybody these days. You know, he's not showing it to us, but he may actually do something this year. I can see him in conference finals at least that. So we're going to get a chance to work that out and see where he's coming from with that. Who else? Am I missing anybody? You know, the Titans going to definitely be in the playoffs. Do we care about the Eagles, fellas? Is the Eagles somebody that we need to be worried about? I mean, he's just kind of going through life slowly these days. But
The Eagles were nice. Is there any reason why he shouldn't be in the playoffs or at least in the conference finals? I'm not saying the user is nice. I'm saying the Eagles. The Eagles were nice. But definitely we should be seeing him in the conference finals. I don't know if the user is actually going to take them that far. But that being said, man, let's get this thing hyped up. I'm trying to get somebody on here. Let's see if we can get a few guest hosts on here. Let's see who's out here. Digging around out here. Let's see if we can grab somebody out here that might be able to. Yeah, we do got somebody out here. Let's see who we got. Who we got on the line today?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Higgy.
Oh, see that? All right. So we got the Seahawks out here. Your boy, Higgy. Look, man, glad you're able to jump on with me, man. Look, we need a big season from you, man. A lot of people, the streets are talking. They saying you're going to make the playoffs. But, you know, is the Seahawks that nice? Can you actually take them to a championship? I mean, tell me about that. What you think, man?
Man, this the deal right here. This the deal. I got to stop shooting myself in the foot and just ball out and do what I do, man. That's it. It's as simple as that. I believe that I got one of the best teams, if not the best team roster built in this league right now. My whole thing is I have to focus in those crucial moments where it all counts, when it's all on the line. Got some ballers in here, no doubt about it. We got some guys who got some talent, and I don't discount nobody. I don't put nothing past nobody because in this league, you know what I'm saying, anybody can mess around and lose to anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I feel
right.
I feel like with my team, my squad, man, I'm confident. You know, I know I'm matched up against the 49ers twice a year. Season one, I think we went 1-1. This past season, he got me both games. Each game has been less than one possession game, though. If you ever look at the game or if you have to see a stream, man, it come down to literally like 2 points, 3 points, either way it go. You know what I'm saying? But when we matched up in the playoffs, shoot, man. Is that y'all? I don't know if y'all seen it, man. Shoot. Should have took my field goal. I threw one dumb pass. Pick. You know what I'm saying? Pick six in the crucial time. You know what I'm saying? But that we passed that. We live and learn. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back this year. We're going to come back this year. Look, these Seahawks, man. These Seahawks, these boys ain't playing with y'all this year. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. We got DK.
Hey, man.
Metcalf on the squad. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson, he came back. No regression. You know what I'm saying? Still got Bobby Wagner, Le'Veon, Shaquem Griffin got that X factor on the edge now. So I got Clowney and Shaquem coming off the edge. It's about to be serious. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, We just got to ball out.
What I'm hearing really is you don't have any reason whatsoever not to be in the playoffs, the conference finals, at least that, right? Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Man, listen, this Super Bowl or bust this year. We going for the ship. The commentator already asked us the question of the year. You know what I'm saying? When you start the season off, week one, they asked, what's your goal for the year? And I was like this, man, listen, it's Super Bowl or bust. We going to the ship, so we ain't doing nothing at all. We all
Super Bowl or bust.
We got to go ahead and represent, man. It's time to represent.
We might have to take a poll on that, man. We might have to take a poll on that. A few guys out there might not like, you know, they might have a few things to say about that. But let me ask you this. You know, I realize the Seahawks are nice. Give me like four or five other teams out there that with good users on them that are nice. You know, that you can speak on that's nice.
All right, I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna show respect where it's due. I'm gonna show respect. The Niners, Salty, he's gonna be a contender. You know what I'm saying? Coming out the NFC, without a doubt. My whole goal, I'm gonna go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Make sure when we match up. I think we match up in we match up after my bye week. You know, he's definitely a contender though. Who else? I gotta say. Let me start off with the NFC. So we got the Niners coming out the NFC. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got some heat over there. Who else I'm gonna say in the NFC? Let me see.
That's okay.
I done played multiple leagues with my boy Swag. I'm Swag. Now, this is my first league with him on 2020, on Madden 20. So I'm not sure if his game translated from the previous years. I done had plenty of matchups with him in the playoffs and previous leagues and other leagues. And he always was able to be one of those, you know what I'm saying, those contenders in the playoffs. If he still got it, I'm not sure. But he's potential based off of, and then thinking about his team, he got some speed at receiver. That's always his game. Get real fast receivers, don't matter what they rated.
That is his game. That is his game.
All game. You know what I'm saying? And he got some nice pieces on defense too. So he might be a little.
That is definitely his game.
You know what I'm saying? So
He inherited the Bears though. Right, so that's his scheme. That's his tight team. I would be surprised not to see him there. You know, some of these guys don't respect him like that. But the Bears and the Cowboys, the new use on the Cowboys, that's your boy Goldfeet. Some of these boys know Goldfeet, but they may not care. They don't care. They're saying, well, we done seen Swag play. We've seen Goldfeet play. We ain't got nothing to worry about. They're not worried about the user. I don't know if that's a slap in the face. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just disrespect, but I can see them coming out the blocks, and they might make it, man. They might make it out there, you know. At least give it a, you know, shock some people, make some noise.
Yeah,
but
they might
gonna be good.
Noise. They might make some noise. You know what I'm saying? Also, the Skins. You know what I'm saying? You can't put nothing past Nick Bankshot. You know what I'm saying? Nick, he might show up, do a little something. I feel like he would definitely make a playoff appearance coming out the NFC. What's that? The NFC East. I feel like he might show up because I don't know who he got competing with him really. You know what I'm saying? Besides the Cowboys, if the Cowboys gonna make some noise, I don't know who's on the Giants. Dom Juan, I don't know who that is. I'm not sure who Dom Juan is. I don't know.
I'll throw that out there. You know Nick gonna have some trouble this time. Like Nick's been on a coast ride, right? That's my boy. You know, Nick, you know, he my boy, and but I gotta tell him this time, bro. You should be looking for some competitive features coming out of the Cowboys. You know,
okay.
I don't think the Cowboys gonna let you
Chuck
slide.
What's up with Chuck, man?
And Chuck say. You know, I got a little background text from Chalk. Chalk said the Redskins not going to do anything because he's going to make sure he play him his two times this year and make sure he lose those games. So if that happens, we could see something that makes sense. Who really is the toughest coming out of that division? But the fact that neither one of them had a chance to play, you know, the Cowboys, they both might be in for some trouble. Coming out of the blocks.
Right.
I mean, this week one. So when you're talking about all these guys that's getting ready to ramp up, you got the Raiders, you know, that team's nice. You got the Cowboys. You got the Eagles, team's nice. You just got to put them to use. You got Swag, man, Swag on those bears. Anybody can lose, like you said, man. You said it best. Anybody can lose at any time, especially with the competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But – you know, you just got to put that team in use. And the fact that people keep giving people trades, like giving the 49ers extra players, giving the Chargers extra players, you know, why are these people doing that? I don't get it. They don't need any help.
Yeah. Right.
And the Seahawks, don't, if anybody's out here, don't give the Seahawks any players. If you're listening,
y'all
don't give
them any. Listen, I need an X-Factor running back. And we're gonna have a great season this year. Matter of fact, you go ahead and talk on the Super Bowl. Give me an X Factor running back and we're gonna go ahead and take that thing to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I feel you on the trades, man. I done seen Niners, they just picked up Zeke, if I'm not mistaken. Did they pick up Zeke and D Hop? Was that what happened?
Yeah,
or
that is true.
I'm mistaken. They got Pat Mahomes still. Yeah, they picked up they got Zeke. And did they pick up somebody else? I thought they had picked up D-Hop.
unless he didn't move. Nah, he don't got the up. But still, yeah, he
brother,
still got, you know.
The thing, they don't need anything. What about the Texans, man? What you see the Texans doing? You know, he's always live. He done gave up D-Hop.
Let me check him out. So, Texans got Khalil Mack. They got Khalil Mack. They got J.J. You know what I'm saying? So, they got two unstoppable forces, an X-Factor. That's on that D-line. That's nasty right there. You know what I'm saying? Still got D-Watt. Kyle Fuller at corner. That's a huge pickup. Huge pickup. They got some pieces. They got Tevin Coleman.
I gotta say, bro, I'm personally really surprised at the Texans, man. He's been a fan favorite. The Texans and the Bucks are kind of fan favorites out there, man, because they should definitely be in the conversation for conference finals, pushing for a championship.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the hell is Waldo, aka the Bucks. He's just anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell he's doing. You know, all you guys should be running loose, free, pissing on everybody, and clamming for the championship and the money, because you don't have Ty sitting in your face bashing on your head. You ain't got King bashing on your head. Needing somewhere, you know, with his girl having a baby or something like that. Who else?
Yeah. That Nene is my arch nemesis.
You should be balling right now. You should be balling.
Yeah. For sure.
But I'll speak on
the Bucks, man. The Bucks, they do got some potential. Why you said that? Because I'll speak on first time we matched up, and I was playing the style of game season one straight for stats, and I lost some games like that. But I'll tell you this: when we matched up, even though I was playing for stats, he has a nice little scheme on. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely got some games.
Right. And he do. But you know what? And let me do this, man. Tiggy, man, I appreciate it, man. Stay. Don't move nowhere, bro. I'm gonna bring somebody else in, man. He done decided to jump in here, and we got to get him in here, man, because he's been wanting to jump on for a minute. I think he got a few things to say about his team and everybody else. And it's important to get him on there, because I think we're going to be seeing him in the playoffs. We're going to bring in the Raiders. Let's get him in, fellas.
This ain't talking about he. Put it on.
With all that cloud out there.
Screw
yeah.
Straight up. Straight up.
Alex, what up, bro, with them Raiders over there?
Not much. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you, bro. Hey, man, them Raiders, we need to see something this year, man. We got the Seahawks. You know, they saying it's Super Bowl or bust, but it's really also a Super Bowl or bust for the Raiders, man. At this point, I know you started out slow. We know you started out slow, but the team is so fucking nice now, man. It's so fucking nice. You have no reason not to do it, bro.
The team's definitely
so
a lot better
thinking this
now,
year.
That's,
go
no
ahead,
doubt.
My bad. Go ahead.
The team now is definitely a lot better than it was before. I mean, this offseason, Bengals forgetting to re-sign is huge.
So what you need so we can make sure that you don't get this? What are you lacking in on your team that you see a championship with? I need to know that. I mean, what would force you, project you into the championship talks? What do you need? Is it a wide receiver? Is it a fad wide receiver? Is it a Super Bowl quarterback? You know, somebody to X Factor? What do you need?
I mean, I'd say the biggest loss from last season. Last season I had Brady with Hot Route Master. I mean, really, I'd rather escape artist, especially with escape and dashing Jedi. It's so good, but, I mean, can't have that, unfortunately. But,
okay. Well, agreed. Man, look. Let me ask you this: Who would you say would be the most competition in your division that could stop you, maybe, from claiming your division as winner?
For that, I'm gonna have to go with the Chargers with Rob. He won it last. He won the division last year and made the Super Bowl, and I've still never beaten him. So that's who I'm gonna have to go with.
Yeah. I'll say that too. I mean, go for it's nice, but is his run game that tough? Like, I've seen I've seen the Seahawks with a tough run game. I've seen the Bulldogs. I've seen the 49ers. I don't know if that's the new thing. Now everybody's running the ball so much. Believe it or not, Gofford used to be a tough passer, but now he's going to switch over to running. And I just can't – I don't know. Is running going to get you to a championship and win? Is that all you need these days? Because I would think you have to switch it up. You know, even the Redskins got a tough-ass running game. I don't know if that's enough. What's your scheme like on the Raiders? Are you still running the ball, or are you mixing it up?
Yeah, right now I'm running. Last season I passed a little bit by Hot Rep Master, so I could put I could come out and say wing flex close and put double flat, double corner out, stuff like that. I use that in my playoff game a lot, but now without that I can't do that. So it's gonna have to be even more run heavy than before. I consider myself a passer, but it doesn't make sense to pass really, especially without escape artists. There's no reason to.
Oh, so maybe that's where I'm screwing up. I actually play somebody. I play Higgy this week, man. You know, these Lions, and we're going to put Higgy down. We put our foot on his neck, and I'm going to make an example of this guy. The problem is, I'm not really a runner, so I'm planning on putting up probably like 600 yards on him. And then see what we're going to do from there. Hopefully I can slow down his players. I got some really slow players. But all right. So do you agree with that, though, the Raiders are boom or bust this year?
I mean, I guess you could probably say that, really. I've been in here for a while. This has to be, I don't know, including last year, this has to be somewhere close to my 15th season. I have not, and I haven't really done anything yet. So, of course, I'd like to change that, but that's easier said than done. I mean, I think it's well known I put a lot of time in to try to be the best player I can, but that's, like I said, it's easier said than done.
It is. It's easier said than done. But I tell you what, we're gonna up the competition. Hopefully, Higgy's still there and he's listening. Go for it. Swag, Chalk, if you're out there, if you're listening, you know, Aaron over there on those Bulldogs, if you're listening, everybody else, if you're listening, we're going to up the ante a little bit. We're gonna change some things around. This just so you know it, just so it's clear and transparent to everybody, we're going to make this the final season for Fight Club before we reboot. So we can get clean teams, updated rosters, updated everything across the board. But what does that mean for the final season? So other than the award, you know, the money that we give out, you know, having some fun, we're gonna throw the first ever Fight Club championship ring out there for who actually wins the championship. Now, what I'm hoping is that the Raiders team will say, okay, oh shit, you know, let's pull out the works and let's get to the championship and, you know, do some damage. I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully I don't play Higgy and he say, okay, well, I want the ring, so he'll make an example of me. Stuff like that. So we're just going to make it fun, man, have some fun with it. Throw some rings out there, you know, start doing some more tournaments, throw some trophies out there. But we want to see the Raiders get a piece of that. So, first things first, we need to make sure the Raiders don't get a good quarterback. So, if y'all listening, don't get a Raiders quarterback. Don't get a Raiders a quarterback, man. He don't need one. Don't give Higgy any players. Don't give Gofford any players. Do not trade 49ers any players. Anybody else, you know, they fair game. Anyway, man, Alex, man, with the Raiders, man, I appreciate it, man. Anything else you want to say to the people before we roll out?
No, I mean, I don't think there's anything else I really have to say. Just hopefully I can have my best one on at 20 in here, so I'm just hoping to improve on that. I still feel like I was probably better in 19, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's possible. You probably was better in 19, but, you know, team is still nice. I think you'll do something with them, especially this season. So we'll see what's up, man. We'll see what's up. All right, Alex, man. I mean, thanks for rolling on with us with Fight Club, man. Hang on. We're about to roll out on the show right now. But, fellas, if you're listening out there, again, Higgy, I'm going to put my foot on your neck. I'm going to slow you down, boy. You know, go for it. If I got to play you, that's your ass. Anybody else who gets in my way, it's your ass. These lions coming out, they garbage, they trash. But that's right, it's the most feared time to pop out. You know, and y'all might even see, you might even see Tim pop his head out there and actually jump in the playoffs. You never know. You never know. That being said, fellas, all right, it's good to have everybody on, man. Thanks for balling out here with Fight Club. You know how to reach us, man. We're going to do some more tournaments. Like I said, we're going to do this Fight Club ring out here, a championship ring. That way somebody can always say, look, you cannot take this shit away from me. I want it. And I'm the first one to do it with Fight Club. So we appreciate it, fellas. Fight Club gamers, we out.